It's Tuesday, the 13th of August, and this is the Monocle Minute. Here are the stories we're following today. Air travel in Hong Kong grinds to a halt as protesters take over the airport and vow to carry on.
If we leave every time when we hear some rumour, then we cannot continue the whole movement anymore.
Also ahead, the United States offers to soothe Britain's post-Brexit blues with a free trade agreement. Alarm on board a Boeing 737 after parts of the engine start falling away mid-flight. And wildfire season brings about the first big test for Greece's new government. I'm Ben Rylan in London. The Monocle Minute starts now. Hundreds of flights out of Hong Kong were cancelled yesterday amid massive demonstrations at the city's airport. Several of those taking part reiterated a set of five demands, including the full withdrawal of a proposed extradition deal with China, an independent inquiry into police brutality, and full democracy. Monocle's Karina Choi ventured out of our Hong Kong bureau to speak to some of the protesters.
Saw scenes of people drenched in blood, their faces covered in blood. A woman was shot directly in the eye and supposedly lost her vision. Have you noticed a change in the mood at all, in the atmosphere?
We can see that the mood right now today in this assembly, many of the people here are very angry. The people choose the airport as a place for assembly because we believe that the police would not use force to violently expel the protester here. So I wouldn't say a change of mood, but a change of how we approach this protest.
In the past few days, there was a three-day assembly in the hall, in the airport as well, but all the slogans were directed to the government, like Free Hong Kong, Democracy Now, or Stand with Hong Kong, Free Hong Kong, like this. But today, all of them are like, shame on Hong Kong police, they are shooting at our citizens, like Hong Kong is not safe, or even some people are shouting like Hong Kong police are terrorists. And so it is very obvious that the people are really fending out the anger about the police brutality.
And now that more and more people are getting arrested, more and more people are getting severely injured, do you think that the five demands will be revised?
I think that the core issue of Hong Kong right now is really democracy, because the electoral, the government, are not elected by the people. So anything they do, we cannot hold them into account. And that's the issue.
US National Security Advisor John Bolton is busy meeting British lawmakers today in a bid to strengthen ties between Washington and London. And a free trade agreement has already been suggested. Monocle's news editor Peter Firth is here. Peter, is this a sign, do you think, that Britain and the US might be moving towards a closer relationship?
I think under the current two administrations, yes, in a short answer. I think that Boris Johnson's kind of campaign of obsequiousness is actually starting to pay off. The flattering of Trump is something that he responds to well individually. I think in terms of the US-UK free trade agreement that Bolton has touted, I think that in many cases there will be strings attached to that. The US is obviously taking a very tough stance on Iran at the moment, and I think that it wants the UK to follow suit. And I think by doing that, they can say, OK, look, we're going to throw you a lifeline after you crash out of the European Union, and in turn, we want you to toe the line and follow us out of possibly the nuclear treaty with Iran.
And of course, Peter, the Trump administration, well, they're known to be quite erratic. I think we can safely say that in its decision making. What President Trump says is often quite disconnected to reality. How much credence do you think the UK will be giving this?
There's a bit of a discord always in terms of real American foreign policy and the stuff that you just see on the news that Trump has said. And I think that given Johnson's penchant for flattering Trump and understanding the fact that actually we need the US more than we ever have done before, irrespective of who's sitting in the Oval Office, the UK will toady along and follow suit. And I think if there is an obedient British Isles willing to do whatever the White House says, I think that trade agreement will stand.
Peter Firth, thank you. To other news now. Auckland wants to keep better tabs on its citizens. This week, local authorities announced a €2.5 million plan to almost double the number of security cameras in the city, adding 8,000 of them. That's one for every 207 people. The rollout will happen in the next 5 years, but the Transport Authority is aiming to get 5,200 of them up and working by 2021. While few people would rail against an initiative designed to make the city safer, the technology behind the system is worrying some. The imaging, which will be accessed by the local police, the Civil Defence Force and the Transport Authority, will use facial recognition software. The world's highest paid boy band, that's the Korean pop group BTS, have announced that they'll be taking an extended break from music. The seven-member band, who were the first K-pop group to top the charts in the United States and Britain, say they want to enjoy their normal lives as normal 20-something young men for a while. The announcement came much to the disappointment of the band's millions of fans. But it's not just bad news for them. The band are worth more than $3.5 billion annually to South Korea's economy, and the reason why one in every 13 foreign tourists visited the country in 2017. Here's to hoping another floppy-haired gang spring up to fill the BTS-shaped gap. And passengers on board a Norwegian Air flight experienced quite a scare at the weekend when parts of the Boeing 737's engine began falling away mid-flight.
Romans were surprised by a potentially lethal summer shower on Sunday when metal pieces from a Los Angeles-bound Norwegian Boeing 787 rained down on the Italian capital. Residents of the Fiumicino suburb reported that falling fragments from the aircraft damaged vehicles and homes when the engine malfunctioned. The airplane then made an emergency landing at the Rome-Fiumicino International Airport. Italy's National Agency for Flight Safety are investigating the incident, while the mayor of Fiumicino is already calling for a review of flight paths over the suburb. As more flight paths are directed over built-up areas of cities, manufacturers and ground crew will have to step up safety measures.
Finally today, Monocle's editorial team looks at why wildfire season in Greece might bring the first big test for the country's new government.
A disaster is unfolding in Greece tonight. The death toll from wildfires there has hit 74. It's likely to go higher.
Wildfires. Rescue workers found the bodies of 26 people huddled together.
The number of dead keeps rising in Greece, where a pair of raging wildfires are ravaging resort towns near Athens.
It's wildfire season again in the Northern Hemisphere, with emergency services dispatched to battle blazes in Spain's Gran Canaria and across three U.S. states in the last few days alone. Last weekend also saw several fires across Greece, including in an Athens suburb and on Elafonissos Island. No injuries have been reported, but authorities said the country remains on high alert today due to high temperatures and windy conditions. It is a test for Kyriakos Mitsotakis' new government. Memories are still fresh of last summer's tragic wildfires around the coastal town of Mati, the second deadliest globally this century, which killed 103 people and hospitalized 140 more. Many say the bungled response to the incident, which saw firefighters initially focus on fires elsewhere, and ineffective coordination between rescue services, helped unseat former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras in July. 20 people have been charged, including the regional governor, a mayor and fire brigade officials, but are yet to face trial. As affected citizens continue to chase justice, all eyes will be on Mitsotakis' new Democracy Party to see if they can handle the heat better than Syriza.
That's all in today's program. You can read and subscribe to our daily email bulletin at our website, monocle.com. I'm Ben Rylan. The Monocle Minute will be back with the story setting our agenda tomorrow morning.